This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Yeah, it's a mess this morning on Staten Island trying to get to the bridge. Let's get your update. Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
At about 4:30 this morning, we had a tanker truck struck by a 10-wheel truck here on the Brooklyn-bound upper level of the Verrazano Bridge. Ever since then, everything has been shut. We've had the cab of that 10-wheel truck resting on the back of on the rear axle of this tanker truck. Also complicating things, we're getting unconfirmed reports from OEM that there may be livestock aboard this 10-wheel truck. So we've been seeing the fire crews and police crews back and forth on that vehicle. So at this point, everything is still shut. Verrazano Bridge, all traffic going Brooklyn-bound is being pushed to the lower level. This morning, that includes the tractor-trailers. Normally, they are not allowed on that lower level of the Verrazano, but certainly there would be nowhere for them to go. So they are being allowed on the lower level this morning, but the delays on the Staten Island Expressway are about as far back as they can possibly be, back toward the West Shore and back toward the Gothels Bridge. We'll keep you posted. Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
We're waiting for confirmation that two teenagers died after falling through thin ice in separate incidents in New Jersey. Let's go live now to East Brunswick, where one of the ponds is, and WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
And there really are no words to console two families in New Jersey this morning. In two towns, teens fell through thin ice. Rescuers frantically raced to save them. Here in East Brunswick, it was around sundown yesterday. Three teens tempted fate on a pond right next to police headquarters. The ice cracked. Two of the teens were able to climb out. One went under. Police ran from headquarters. They went right down to the thin ice. And they formed a human chain. They got down on their bellies. They reached out. They held on to one another. They went out there, and to their own peril, really, to try to rescue that eighth grader. He did not survive. Later on in Carteret, you had two boys. They crashed through the ice at a pond near the high school. There are signs around that pond warning people to stay away. One teen was able to get out. The other slipped under. Rescuers were in winter dive suits. They went into that frigid water. It took them a while, but they found him. They pulled him out. They rushed him to University Medical Center in Newark, where he was worked on for a long time. We do not have official confirmation. There is a report that he did not survive. We are waiting to hear from the police with the official word on that. Two families facing unbearable grief in New Jersey this morning. Police now are pleading with people to learn from this, not to venture out onto the ice.
And the president of MTA New York City Transit says it was an employee safety issue, but riders who endured hours of delays are fuming after the fumigation of a tower cast a cloud over the subways. Four employees work in the tower at Forest Hills 71st Street Station in Queens. They spotted two bed bugs just as the evening rush was heating up at 4:30 in the afternoon. The workers were forced out for 3 hours after the exterminators were called. This caused all kinds of service problems on the E, the M, the F, the R trains. Transit President Andy Byford apologizes for inconveniencing customers as we, quote, work to address the issue and ensure the safety of our employees. Service was restored. At least the subways are running this morning. Craig Allen, quite a varying degree of temperatures.
Quite a bit is right. It ranges from the middle teens in the distant suburbs, the colder valleys, as well as the Pine Barrens of the island out in Suffolk County, to our 34 in the city, and that's one of the warmest temperatures around. But all temperatures will level off this afternoon in the low and middle 40s, about 41 to 46. Tonight's low 30 to 35 with 20s in the suburbs, and then increasing clouds on Friday, mid-40s. So we are well above average as we get into the end of the week, even with clouds increasing. And then on Saturday, it's an overcast, rainy day, rain heavy at times, highs between 40 and 45. Some improvement for Sunday, though. 34 degrees, a southwesterly wind, and that means a little bit milder again today, high 41 to 46.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.